been on tour with Lady Antebellum since May.
Yes.
And this week you guys are touring Europe.
Yes.
Because you are still a relatively new artist.
Yeah.
Is it strange to travel so far and yet the fans are still so passionate about the music?
Yeah. I mean, I just came over here for the first time in May. Mm-hmm. We did one show. It was in London. And I was like, is anyone going to know anything? Are people going to show up? And they did. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to come back. And Lady A has told me Dublin is one of their favorite markets. And so I'm like ecstatic to be here.
The London show, that even took us by surprise because it sold out so fast.
Yeah.
And you had Northern Ireland's Catherine McGrath opening for
you. Yes.
Our station, Downtown Country, it actually launched roughly around the same time that you released your first single, Love
okay.
Me Like You Mean It.
Yeah.
So we've had the sort of pleasure of playing the songs as
the whole
they've been
thing.
Coming out.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Thank
now,
you.
I know that you, I mean, since the age of like 19, you haven't stopped. You have just worked. And even over the past couple of years, you've toured with Dan and Shay, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett. So how many Kelsey Ballerinis are there? When do you sleep? And how the heck have you found time to get engaged?
I don't know the answer to that question. It's been hectic for sure. I think I've learned that what works for me is I like to be really, really busy and then like take an actual break, like a week off or something, mm-hmm. rather than having like a day here and there. That's what works best for me. So I get used to sprinting. Mm-hmm. I sprint and then I go away for a minute.
You recently, I think it was last month, you celebrated your bachelorette party in Las Vegas.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like the one weekend I had off. And it was with a lot of my friends that I've known since I was like 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted to take that time to like do the normal celebration, mm-hmm. you know, of that with those people. So it was great.
So I recently interviewed your fiancé.
Yes.
And he is just a superstar waiting to happen.
I know. Yeah, he's amazing.
And the new album, Unapologetically.
Yes.
It's out on the 3rd of November.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the direction, the writing and recording.
It was such a process because I didn't really know where to start. Because my first record, I had written a ton of songs while I was signed just as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I got a record deal and it was time to make an album. So we just kind of picked our favorite songs, threw it together and it was out. And I'm so proud of it. But this one's been so different because I knew I was making an album from writing the songs to starting the process in the studio. So I feel like it's been a lot more thought out. There's a lot more of me in it. And so it's a chronological album. It's a story. Mm-hmm. So if you listen to it from track 1 to track 12 in order, it's a story. And I just challenged myself to like be the best songwriter I could be at this point in my life. Mm-hmm. And to me, that meant like being truthful about like what I've been going through and where I've been at. And so it starts super dark. It starts with a gnarly breakup I went through. And then it goes into just like life and self-discovery and going from being like a teenager to a young woman. And mm-hmm. then it goes into falling in love and it ends really light. And it's kind of just like the journey of my last few years. Do you remember, baby? We were crazy, tragic and epic and so amazing. I'll always wear the crown that you gave me. We will always stay lost in forever. And then remember, we were legends.
That particularly as a female in country, next month you're set to receive the Vanguard Award at the ASCAP Country
yeah.
Music Awards. Wow.
Thanks for bringing that up, actually. Yeah, I feel like being a songwriter isn't necessarily part of my story that I've really gotten to share a lot. Mm-hmm. And with this new record and this new chapter of my life, it's the biggest part of it, you know? And I feel like that's the first award that I've gotten that is just honoring my songwriting. Mm-hmm. And that is like a huge honor. So yeah, I'm very excited.
That's cool.
I have to give a speech though. And I'm so bad at speeches. I am so bad at speeches.
But you know yourself, women are so sadly overlooked in country music. And even when they get acknowledged, it takes years. So this is a great achievement.
It's
you know?
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, you've already performed with so many people, recorded yet. But when you perform with like Nick Jonas or Lucas Graham, you're driving in a completely new audience to country music. Looking forward, who else do you want to work with? And tell me about playing with Shania at Stagecoach.
I want to work with a lot of people. I love blending genres. I think it's a really cool way to get new ears on my music and country music that maybe wouldn't have listened to it. Mm-hmm. And then vice versa. So I love putting people together that like wouldn't make sense. Like I would love to do something with a rap artist.
Wow.
Macklemore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think it'd be really cool to do a collaboration that you wouldn't think would make sense. And then it does.
Kelsea Ballerini and Drake.
I mean, I couldn't even dream that big. And Shania, I can't say enough good things about her. I mean, obviously she's an icon as an artist and a songwriter, but she is just a nice person. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've gotten to kind of know her a little bit over the last year, and she invited me to sing with her at Stagecoach, which was insane. And yeah, it's crazy when you meet a legend and you meet someone that like you look up to, like I look up to her, and they're just even more lovely. Yeah.
And she really has sort of provided the soundtrack for our lives, hasn't she?
I genuinely think that there would not be a path blazed for me if she was not before me.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Shania and Garth Brooks in the 90s, then Lady Antebellum and the TV show Nashville, they kind of really kicked the door open.
Yeah.
Particularly over here.
Okay. You know? Yeah, Nashville's over here, the TV show?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Like, the cast bring the... To this venue, the cast would bring the show over.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
We need to finish up with just... You're obviously coming back again, March, for Country to Country.
Yeah.
You will have heard about this event. It's massive, yeah?
I've wanted to play it.
Oh, great.
I'm stoked. And it's with Tim and Faith. And like,
wow.
I've never seen them together before. I've seen Tim. I've never seen Faith. Mm-hmm. The coolest part about getting to open is like, you get to do what you do for 45 minutes or whatever. And then you get off stage and then you get to be a fan.
Yeah.
And you get to kind of like get re-inspired. Yeah. And that's what I've gotten from this tour with Lady A. And I'm excited to keep doing that.
Obviously, it was a nice, I think, Thursday night that you were playing. And our social media just blew up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Well, Kelsea, we look forward to your set tonight.
Thank you.
Like, thank you so much for giving me some of your time.
Yeah, of course. Good to see you. And you're always going to fly away just because you know.